Hey True North, it's Friday, October 9th. My name is Eugene, and welcome to True North Daily. So like every Friday, we're using this time to platform our members to share their stories and perspectives on how Jesus and life kind of is intersecting in this COVID time. And today, as we finished up our faith and politics study last week, I thought it would be interesting to just grab some of our members of that class and hear their own take on how faith and Jesus and the gospel is affecting and shaping their politics, especially with this upcoming election. So we're really blessed to have Jonathan, Diane, Chimin, and Pat share their stories and their perspectives. So we hope you're blessed.
Hey, my name is Jonathan, and I've been attending True North for about 4 years now. As a believer, one thing I'm being shaped by when it comes to faith and politics and what has come to my attention lately is how I view and treat those who differ from me. With all that's happened this past year, it's been a difficult year. For me, personally, I've been so angry and upset towards the people who have a different political view, especially for those for the issues and topics that I may feel very passionate about or have a strong opinion on. It's been so easy for me to think to myself towards another person who holds a different view, what an idiot, or how can anyone think that? It's so easy for me to be judgmental towards someone for their political position, from what they may have said or posted on social media. For me, it's in these times that I'm reminded of how God cares how I conduct myself and view others who have differing opinions. The outcome of our upcoming election, I believe, is very important, but I'm also reminded about the process that leads towards those outcomes. I'm reminded that as a believer, they need to be done in a faithful manner and with a humble attitude. It's satisfying for me to know that God cares deeply about justice, about the law, and that he sovereignly puts people in power to govern. But he also cares deeply about how his children conduct themselves when it comes towards justice, the law, and towards people who think differently than me. If I'm 100% honest, election time is a depressing time for me. I think of all of the issues that have come to the forefront, and it can seem daunting and overwhelming and hopeless at times. The things that are not right about our government and laws and people and the reality of our brokenness can seem so magnified during this time. In this too, interestingly, my faith comforts me knowing that Jesus is not American and Jesus is my King. He is perfect and his laws are good. And that gives me so much hope, and I look forward to the day when I fully experience that reality.
Hi, I'm Diane, and I've been at True North now for about 3 years, and this is my short take on how politics and faith plays into my own life, especially in this very important and upcoming election. I've definitely been wrestling with how my own faith plays into my political beliefs for quite a while now, and I feel like especially in quarantine, I was absorbing a lot of content through all the liberal podcasts that I listen to or the left-wing political shows that I watch, but I wasn't having a lot of these conversations in person. So what I feel like that did over time was that I was vilifying the Republican Party more and more in my head, just with current events, but also with how the media that I was consuming was portraying them to be. So one real life example where I knew that this was becoming really extreme in my own life was when I was passing out hand sanitizer a few months back just to my neighbors. One of the neighbors that I gave it to was just these two very sweet grandparents that I've known for a really long time. And our relationship has been really great. We really love them, and they've just always tried to take care of us. But when I knocked on their door that day, the grandpa actually came out, and he was wearing a Trump hat. And I was really surprised. But even more than that, I think I was more surprised at my own reaction. And I think my first reaction was definitely just to judge him. in my own head, I just washed away years of just knowing him and having a relationship with him, with just what I thought that hat represented and what I thought he represented. And I didn't even try to ask or understand. I just immediately came to that conclusion, and I just thought that that was who he was. But in that, I'm not being a neighbor to my actual literal neighbor, and I was really just putting my politics above my faith. And God really calls us to love people and to love our neighbors as ourselves. And I think it's really easy to hate people when you just see a soundbite of their beliefs. In this case, it was a hat. And we often think that we know them better than they know themselves. But that's just not the case. And I still don't have all the answers or any answers, really. But I know that now I'm really trying to come out from that mindset where it's super easy to make politics my religion, but just trying to realign and focus on who God is and the values that he stands for. And I know that ultimately he loves and cares about all of us because we are his image bearers. And instead of focusing on our political beliefs, I'm just going to try to remember that as we move closer to this super polarizing and contentious election.
Hey everyone, my name is Patrick, and I've been going to True North for about 2 years now. I believe my faith in Christ has actually brought a sense of peace and calm despite all the noise that mainstream media and society tries to flood us with on a daily basis. Regardless of party, whether it's Democrat or Republican, I don't think we as Christians should put our complete trust in any human being, because at the end of the day, we're all sinful at our core. Neither party nor candidate is going to have all the answers or solutions to the problems of this world. The only one that I know I have complete faith in is Christ, and that he is in absolute control. I think it's great that Christians get involved with politics and make their voices heard, but not at the cost of ruining the relationships and community we built within the church. At a very basic level, we should be able to have civil discourse amongst our fellow brothers and sisters without vilifying nor ostracizing anyone based on their political views. My hope is that we as Christians will understand that this election will come and go. Regardless of which candidate wins, our primary focus and goal as Christians shouldn't change.
Hello, my name is Jimin, and I've been attending True North for almost 4 years. I'm married to John, and we have 3 children, Jackson, Joelle, and Jessa. When I read the question, how will faith in Christ shape my politics, I cringed, and I wanted to run away from answering it, mainly because I don't know if I've been the best example of one whose politics are shaped by faith. But I pray that sharing my struggles and thoughts will encourage you, and that ultimately we will be pointed to Christ. My husband, John, and I, with our kids, moved to the Bay Area in 2016 after having lived in Washington, D.C. for 10 years. In D.C., we both work for the government. John had a more serious government job, and I had a more fun government job as a designer at the Smithsonian. While we were surrounded by everyone who was in government, I was very uninterested in government and politics. I never really thought of myself as a Democrat or a Republican. I didn't even think of myself as American because, well, shout out to all the people with cultural identity issues. But something changed when we actually moved away from D.C. The presidential election of 2016, and fast forward to this year, we're in a pandemic, social injustices all over the country. The nation is so divided, and voters for each side seem so polarized and see the other side as the enemy. Politics seemed like not a big deal to us in D.C., but now so much has changed. I realized that I couldn't avoid politics because the impact of politics and policies was right in front of me. I can understand why people may be turned off by politics and not wanting to vote. But I've learned that there are so many issues, not only on the national level, but local level, that have a real impact on people's lives. Rather than feeling like my vote doesn't matter or succumb to the pressure of family and friends, I'm choosing to vote with my heart and love for God and others. As a Christian, I'm called to love my neighbors as myself. So I'm voting with faith, hoping that my vote would love and serve my neighbors. During Pastor Eugene's Faith and Politics seminar, I learned it's important not to just blindly accept a certain political party's ideologies and policies, but to look at both sides and pray and mull over where to cast my vote, and to stay in that place of tension and even confusion, because only then we will look to God's word and ask God to show us how our vote could be a reflection of His love. To be honest, I've struggled so much with accepting people close to me who have differing opinions. But I'm reminded again to love my neighbors as myself. This includes family and friends who will be voting for a different person and voting for different policies than me. When people disagree with me on certain issues, it's easy not to feel like it's a personal attack and that we can never coexist. I know this sounds super dramatic, but I'm keeping it real here. I'm learning to love and respect those around me with differing opinions, and I'm hoping that they, as I have been in that same place of tension and evaluation over their vote. Many of you may feel like me, confused, angry, bitter, hopeless, but the truth is that God is bigger than our politics, and no one person or persons can change God's love for us or His will for this world. I hope you will all vote. And while I know that not everyone will agree with my votes, I hope we could all agree that God is sovereign and that no politician or politics should divide God's people.
Thanks again for everyone that was able to share their perspective and wisdom on this topic. And as this political season continues, I truly believe the next 3 weeks are going to get wilder and wilder. And more than anything, as a church, more than just checking the news, looking at the polls, staying up late on election night, that more than anything that we would pray for our nation, our candidates, the results, and pray that we would have a peace and confidence that our hope and faith is not in a leader, party, or platform, but in Christ. And with that confidence, make our political decisions in tension and confusion, but in ultimate trust that God is in control.